Good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz. Again, I want to start off by thanking Eric for inviting me to lead this call. Our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put you in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. It's better than a cup of coffee. Today's topic, the power of responsibility. Sometimes responsibility is a four-letter word because sometimes responsibility creates fear. You know, failing at a responsibility, something over and over that we're not successful at, that can create a fear to try. It can cause us, multiple times of failure can cause us to turn away, to avoid. So I'm going to give you a formula today to help you identify and break through that to prevent it from being a long-term effect. There's three definitions of responsibility that I pulled off the web. First is the state or fact of having a duty to deal with something. The second, the state or fact of being accountable or to blame for something. The third is the opportunity or ability to act independently and make decisions without authorization. Now, along with those three definitions, I have three words. I call them functions of responsibility. The first is leadership, the second is liability, and the third is earned trust. So, the first definition, the state or fact of having a duty to deal with something, that function is leadership. That's a leadership function definition. Because when you decide that to do something in your life is a duty, you've stepped up to taking a leadership position in that area. The second definition, the state or fact of being accountable or to blame for something. And the definition uses the word blame. I would prefer the word consequence. Because when you're accountable and you're willing to take the liability, which is the second function word, liability of that topic or whatever you're being held accountable to, there's a consequence that's going to occur, and you could receive compliments or blame. So it goes both ways. When you're willing to take on the liability of an action, a responsibility, you could receive compliments or blame. So that's why I prefer the word in that definition if it was consequences, because it can go either way, and you have an impact to control that. The third definition, the opportunity or ability to act independently and make decisions without authorization. And the key phrases there are act independently and decisions without authorization, because those are what I call the earned trust function of responsibility. You see, when we take the time to start a relationship, communicate, and take responsibility for actions in the situation, we earn people's trust. You know, in our sales model, we call that building trust and rapport. And when you're living in that third definition, the opportunity or ability to act independently, this is really where you get a chance to flourish. And I use the word flourish because when we have an opportunity to be creative towards an end result, we're doing that for someone and we're striving to be better. We're working on something. We're helping someone. And that's when we can flourish, is when we're using our skills and talents and giving them away to do something constructive, okay? So here's a list of my responsibilities. I have a responsibility to obey the law. I have a responsibility to provide for my family, to maintain good health, to know my family, build good relationships. I have a responsibility to my community, my local community, and my online community. We could take each of those categories of responsibility and we would find that there's a lot of additional responsibilities in there. And on a daily basis, sometimes we get overwhelmed with the volume of things that we're responsible for. So, you know, there's so many of the responsibilities. I'm sure you could see how they could be discouraging. If you have too many, you could get discouraged. You know, and I use the word discourage or discouraging because it's a door opener to the path of fear and the destination of inaction. So, well, actually, I'm going to take a tangent here. There's a major component with what I just said, a major component. In the areas you're struggling, check to see who you're looking to for solutions to overcome. So in the areas you're struggling, check to see who you are looking to for solutions to overcome. You know, for example, if someone's coaching with me, I'm teaching and training them on the sales process and other business components that we may be working on to help them make more money, you know, I would say to them that I don't have solutions and I'm not here to provide solutions. And you might think, and they might think this too, they get that little confused dog head tilt, you know, and they kind of look at me and it's like, did he really just say that? I just hired him. Maybe I shouldn't have. You know, they start to question. But the reality is, I don't have solutions, and I'm not here to provide the solutions. As a trainer and a coach, I'm here to cause you to think. And it's because I believe that the solutions are already in your head. And I believe that when we are constantly seeking training from people that we feel are accountable and express that leadership position, that duty to give back into an industry or to skill set or into people, that, you know, they're going to say things that cause us to think. And in that thinking, I'm going to find my own solutions. And I think it's the same for you. So to have an outstanding day today, think about the areas that you're struggling, and then think about what others have said about different situations in their lives or training or grab a book or something like that and look for something to spark that solution because you have experiences to come up with your own solutions. Okay, so now back on track. Let me dissect one of the responsibilities. So I have a responsibility to obey the law. There's God's laws, federal, state, local laws, and I have a contractor's license. I also have an insurance license. So those are separate sets of laws, and I have a duty to obey them. And in doing so, I show myself as a responsible leader. There's that leadership function of responsibility. I accept the duty, and I show myself as a responsible leader. And then with these laws, there are people who know the laws, who communicate the laws, and who enforce the laws. And in my responsibility, I'm willing to be held accountable and liable for the results of being part of those laws or accepting those laws. And then I've studied and been tested and granted a license for some of those laws. I've studied, been tested, and granted a license, so I've earned trust. And I've earned the trust to be given the opportunity and ability to act independently, making decisions without authorization. So let me take one specific law. It's a state law. And I studied, tested, and was granted a license 35 years ago, and that driver's license gives me a privilege to operate a vehicle and to act out or the knowledge for those laws. And you know, one time recently, or about a year ago, my daughter graduated, and I drove up with my truck and trailer and loaded up her bike and all her things, and I'm driving south. You know, she's coming back to San Diego, and And so I'm driving south through the Grapevine, and if you know California, that's okay, and if you don't, that's okay too, but there's this big, long section in California that's all farming community. It's all flat land for as long as you can see, and, you know, there's, I'm just driving along, and I decide, you know, I want to get off and get a little gas, get something to drink, and not being completely familiar with these exits, I misjudged the length of the exit. So I'm rolling up to the stop sign a little too fast, and I could not come to a complete stop. And fortunately, the intersection is clear because we're out in this farming community and there's nobody around, but there's a gas station off to the right, which is where I was going because I could see the sign from the freeway. And as I misjudge that stop sign and end up rolling through it, there's a fellow about a quarter mile up the road sitting by the gas station watching that intersection. And as I pulled into the intersection, he thought he knew me, or at least he wanted to meet me, because he pulled in right behind me. And, you know, and consequently, I had to take blame for an action. So this one wasn't the most positive consequence. But, you know, so I got a ticket. Whoop-de-doo. You know, I take traffic school, pay the fine. I did not lose any confidence with regard to my ability to drive. I just made a simple mistake. So how many times are you beating yourself up for something that appeared to be a big consequence, but it really isn't? Something, maybe it's something you could just move on from. Let it go. You see, the really cool thing about these functions of responsibility is that they can be applied to any area of our lives. They're a recipe, a formula. Leadership function, liability function, and earned trust function. So how does this apply to sales? Well, be a leader. Make it your duty to prospect. Sales starts with finding someone who wants more sales, or finding someone who wants more income or more of what your product offers. You know, step two is let them see that you can help them with what you provide. And then step three, let them buy it from you. Let them pay you for it. Be accountable. How do the functions of responsibility apply? Well, be accountable. Accept the liability of prospecting. Be accountable to create some consequences, either compliments or blame. Okay? Get on the phone and be willing to be rejected. That's the liability of prospecting. Are you willing to be rejected? And when you're rejected, do you take it personally, or do you just take it as a function of, for example, driving? It's a consequence. That's okay. It's not a big one. It's a regular occurring consequence. When you have a duty to prospect and are willing to take accountability to create good consequences. Act independently. You have the ability to prospect until you find someone who will entrust you with an appointment. There are an endless supply of phone numbers. Call them. There is someone out there who wants to talk to you, and there is someone out there who's going to say, wow, this is perfect timing. Perfect timing. I was thinking about how I could just get this situation resolved last week, and I haven't found anybody, I didn't know where to look, and here you called, you know, and it's good timing. So the functions of responsibility are really something that we live out every single day. Leadership, liability, and earned trust. Yet, sometimes when we hit an area of our life that we fail in frequently, we start to turn away from that, start being unwilling to try. So for today, whatever you failed at, turn towards it, dissect it, say, okay, what's my duty? Where do I need to be accountable? What's the liability I'm really risking here? And then what are the components of this responsibility where I can act independently and make decisions without authorization because I've been entrusted? You know what? You've been entrusted with a phone. Use it until it burns up. Go out and make today a fantastic day because you have the greatness inside of you to be the leader you want to be. Have a great day.